Quran Quest. Yes, please. Quran Quest. Answering your Quranic questions.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is IRIB English Radio broadcasting from Iran. The program is Quran Quest, where we study the verses of the Quran one by one with our always happy, always smiling, very knowledgeable brother Habib. Assalamu alaikum, brother Habib. Thank you very much for being with us.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you.
So we are on chapter 77 of the Quran, verses 20 onwards from this chapter. We've studied quite a lot. The chapter has warned people about disbelieving the Day of Judgment. Let's listen to these verses and we'll be back for the rest of the discussion. Don't go away.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful. Did we not create you from a liquid disdained? And we placed it in a firm lodging. For a known extent. And we determined it, and excellent are we to determine. Woe that day to the deniers. Have we not made the earth a container? Of the living and the dead. And we placed therein lofty, firmly set mountains, and have given you to drink sweet water. Woe that day to the deniers.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest, and you just listened to verses 20 onwards from chapter 77 of Quran. The first few verses say, did we not create you from a base fluid, then lodge it in a secure dwelling place for a known measure? Thus do we determine what excellent determiners. Woo that day to the deniers. So now the Quran is in this part where it wants to keep reminding people of the power of God subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that the Day of Judgment is a piece of cake for him.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. And like how you stated, brother, it starts off to talk about human beings in the beginning of their purpose of life. You looked at it as the capability of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm looking at it at the path of, towards the goal, towards which is reaching that paradise level, that satisfaction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you start off as
a base fluid, something that God says
insignificant.
Repetitively.
Yeah, maheen, like it's something that's insignificant, something that's, humiliated, something that's usually discarded, right? And
something that should be very humble.
Not clean. Mm-hmm. How are they not clean? I always remember when the verses talk about these, verses that talk about the beginning of human beings, ثُمَّ جَعَلَ نَسْلَهُ مِنْ سُلْصَالَةٍ مِنْ مَاءٍ مَهِينٍ, right? And I always remember the saying of Amir al-Mu'minin alayhi salam. I am surprised about mankind. Their beginning is dirty. They hold something dirty throughout their lives, and then at the end of the day, they become something dirty.
Mm-hmm. And yet they're so proud.
Yet they're so proud of themselves that they have this, showing off. Mm. Whenever you think of yourself at the beginning of your life, you were this, you turned into this, now you want to become something greater than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You want to become something greater than creation and everything. When you're all one. It's also based for fighting against racism as well, At the end of the day, black, white, yellow, green, red, I don't care what color you are. One day you were blood inside your father and you were something that's, how do you say it?
Disgusting, let's say.
Yeah, disgusting, something about like despised, mm-hmm. right? And now you become this. That's just one way to look at it. Another way to look at it is the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Detailed, let's say. How
accurate,
like the greatness of this creation. Like uh-huh. When you look at it, like how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how can you claim this is coming from nothing?
From chance.
Like from chance, like this big bang on all of everything else that comes after it is what is out of chance. Just look at how human beings reproduced. And it's not like just once or twice or three times, billions and billions and billions of human beings have been reproduced by this method. And yet to this day, with all that technology that we have, we still cannot reach to the same point. We're glands, not metal, glands, not electricity, the soul, the spirit, this makes us move our hearts, just something so complicated at the same time. So that's the beginning of human beings.
Thank you very much. Let's take our break right now and we'll be back for the rest of the discussion. Don't go away.
إن سألتم عن الله فهو رحمن رحيم أنزل الشارع حنيفا رحمة للعالمين رحمة للعالمين.
This is Quran Quest on IRIB English Radio. It's a program that attempts to answer your questions pertaining to the Noble Quran. We'd be delighted to have your comments about the program. Just search Quran Quest on IRIB English Radio.
If you ask me who my God is, on whose name I call, if you ask me who my God is, He's the God of us all, Allah the Merciful. If you ask me what my book is that I hold in my hand, if you ask me what my book is, it's the Holy Quran, the Holy Quran.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest. We're on verses 20 onwards from chapter 77 of the Quran. So human beings come from this disgusting fluid, to be very... very very blunt with each other, and then this is lodged in a secure dwelling place.
Yes, it does not fall down; it remains inside the mother. Mm-hmm. It remains inside the mother's womb, and that's something very amazing. Like you were inside your mother, and you were inside your father, like at one point of your life. I always think about that when I look at my son. Like this creation that's in front of me, one day was inside me, and one day he was inside his mother. SubhanAllah. Now he's talking and he's eating cake on the floor and crumbling, and the ants are now going to eat on the floor.
And so, nobody can do anything to him.
Yeah.
He's going to keep eating on the floor.
Yes, yes. So, subhanAllah, you were placed in this qarar, in Makin, this, how do I put it, this secure place, this safe abode, right? Mm-hmm. You were placed inside that, and you remained there for ila qadr and ma'loom.
For a known time.
For a known time.
Determined time.
9 months. Are there babies that come after 12 months, after 13 months, after 4 months? No, there's a specific time that you come in. There's a specific time that you come in. And just thinking about it, subhanAllah, how all of it plays a role in our lives, how from the beginning till the end, it's been precisely put out there. The plan, for this is what Muslims mean when we say God's plan. Right? Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought you up and put everything ready for you. Has made you ready. When you look at Dua Arafah, for example, looking about how Imam Hussein alayhi salam thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for placing him in this womb and the way that he places him and how he created him and whatnot. This really comes to your mind. And you just look at it and you just really think to yourself, really? Me and a goat are the same thing? Like, we're just going to live in this world and finish? No, there's a purpose that's coming after it. Waylun yawma idhin al-mukathibin. Woe for those who are the deniers of the day of judgments. Truly comes after this verse.
Thus do we determine what excellent determiners woo on woo that day to the deniers.
Yes. How excellent is our arranging. Wallah subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, be glorified he, exalted be he. Azza wa jal. فَقَدَّرْنَا فَنَعْمَ الْقَادِرُونَ. There's nothing more precise. It's from wisdom.
All the measurements were correct.
I just become in shock from those who study physics, study nature, biology and whatnot, yet remain atheists, remain in disbelief of a creator out there, an all-wise creator, not any creator, an all-wise creator. Just look at the beauty of these creations.
You know, the more you get into the details, the more exciting and the more amazing it gets. Physiology, at least I can talk on behalf of physiology. It's unbelievable. It's just, you just have to keep saying subhanAllah. There's nothing else you can do, really. Let's move on to verse 25 onwards. It says, did we not make the earth a receptacle for the living and the dead? So this earth that we're living in is also a sign of God's capability.
I mean, just look at the earth. I mean, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you were not able to bury people in the earth, we would have to burn our dead people. You know, blessings, you don't know the blessings until you lose them sometimes. And that's what this earth is actually to us. We're able to sit down, we're able to, you know, grow fruits on it. At the same time, we're able to put our dead bodies in it and whatnot. And one time Amir Mu'min alayhi salam was returning from the war of Safin. And he saw graves. He said, this is هذا kifatul amwat. And then he saw the houses in Kufa. He said, هذا kifatul ahya. Because the meaning of kifat is something to be placed in. So we are
coffins.
Living,
coffins
or like, you know, there's not, you know, like a place where you could, that
residence,
contains you.
Residence.
Yeah, like residence.
Or the container.
Contains, where you reside in, right? So at the end of the day, yes. Of course, there's also this istihbab, this recommendation that whenever
to
you cut your fingers,
down,
yeah, because the Imam Sadiq alayhi salam uses this verse to prove that when you cut your fingernails and when you cut your hair, bury it. It's recommended to bury it. Uh-huh. That's something to point out to as well.
Okay, thanks. Let's take our break now and then we'll be back for the rest of the discussion. Don't go away.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
We're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest. Verse 27 of chapter 77 reads, and we placed therein firm, soaring mountains and gave you sweet water to drink. It's talking about the blessings that God has given us in the world.
Yes, and I think about this. This is my theory. I haven't seen anyone before it, you know, talk about it much or, you know, point it out there. So, you know, just take it as an idea right now. Not as something that 100%. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if he wanted to leave out his mercy, let him leave out the mercy part. Be just with human beings. To be just with human beings, you have to give them food and water. Why? Because they're bodies. And, you know, when he gives you water and when he gives you food, does it have to be tasty? Does it have to be good? Or just something that you drink and that you're not thirsty anymore. Something that you eat and you're not hungry anymore. Even which could be like, even though it has no taste to it, even though it doesn't taste.
Tastes bad.
Yeah. It tastes bad. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that. وَجَعَلْنَا فِيهَا رَوَاسِيًا شَامِخَاتٍ. Of course, the meaning of رَوَاسِي شَامِخَات is like high mountains. And of course, high mountains, I've seen this in Lebanon a lot. I haven't seen it here. Usually when we build houses, the material that we need are usually taken from the mountains. Mm-hmm. The jewels that we need are taken from the mountains. Mm-hmm. And something that we use, this is also a blessing. وَأَسْقَيْنَاكُمْ مَاءً فُرَاتًا. Sweet water, fresh water. Water that's drinkable and fresh.
That you know, enjoy.
You enjoy. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to act justly upon you and not with His mercy, He would give you some water. It doesn't have to be fresh. It has to be some kind of water, even though it's smelly. Mm-hmm. Something that doesn't kill you. Something that keeps you alive.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So that's a blessing. Every time you drink water, every time you eat something other than bread,
mm-hmm.
right? Keep it in mind that this is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Even bread, I mean.
Like bread, yeah. Like, for example, it could be rocks that are edible and it just like taste like nothing. Then, we enjoy eating.
Then it says, woo that day to the denier. So we're seeing all of God's blessings.
Not only mercy. Blessings, like the plan, the mm-hmm. guidelines. Everything is in A for us to live in this world, livable condition.
Pass through it safely.
Inside this exam. And then you have to use this exam. You have to take the exam.
Yeah.
I mean, everything is ready for you for the exam. But then you don't take the exam, or you think something else is the exam, or you fail that exam. That's something
the disbelievers. Thank you very much, Brother Habib. It's always a joy talking to you. We learn a lot. I learn a lot. And thanks to our listeners for being there for us. If you missed this episode, don't worry. You can always download an archive of this one and all the previous ones from our website. Simply search Quran Quest IRIB English Radio. Until next episode, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.